What up, though? It is Tuesday. That mean that we're back. It's the Society on Slick. You know what it is. You know the voice. You know the hairline. You know it's Mari, man. I'm in the building. I'm here with B. B, what's up, man? What's going on?
What's good, Queen B from the South? Fresh from the South. Watch your mouth.
Fresh from the South, man. Watch your damn mouth. You know, for those of you who don't know, B was invited to Varnell Hill's house. He was flying fish right from the lake and all that, from Lake Varnell. shot some basketball around at the indoor court you got in the crib. You know what I'm saying? Just all that, just a great time, you know. So shout out to Varnell and all that, you know.
That's right.
welcome back, man. Welcome back, B.
Thank
Real quick,
you.
Before we get to anything else, if you guys are not following us on Twitter, on Instagram, go pause this right now and go do that. You can follow us on Twitter at Slick Sports, S-L-I-C Sports. You can follow us at The Society Pod. Mm-hmm. Switch right over to Instagram. You can follow us at Slick, just S-L-I-C. Follow us at The Society Podcast. We out here. We in the building, man. You
that's
know?
Right. And if that's too hard for you, go to the description. There's everything you need to know about this episode and about Slick. It's right there, okay? So
there
just
go.
Get your clicks on, all right?
Make it way easy. It's right there, man. You know what I'm saying? Not those kind of clicks, the ones that y'all think we talking about, since
now,
y'all think that's
minute.
The name of it and all that. Yeah, man. You know, some people think that's what you call it and shit. So, you know, you gotta separate, you know
Yo.
How it is, man. God bless them, you know. But for you guys that's been wondering, like, yo, what's up with, you know, rap shit, this, that, and the third, we have designated Thursdays as our show day. So
yes.
Thursdays, we will talk about rap shit. We'll talk about a couple episodes, you know, we're catching up. And then also, we'll be talking about P-Valley. We have a guest coming. You got to stay tuned to, you know, find out who that is. Going to be joining us to talk about the P-Valley finale, which is a phenomenal episode. I'm super excited for the next season. So, yeah, you know, Thursday, tap in with us. You know, we're going to see what's up, man, you know. But
that's right.
What up, though? What's good, B? What's going on, man?
Yo, I had to go up to my son's school today. A little PTA action. And y'all are still bugging the fuck out of me by not driving when the light turns green. Like, what is wrong with y'all?
Oh my god.
Green
yo.
Means Duh. Go. Green means go.
Yes. Yes.
Red, yes, it means stop, but that doesn't mean stop and like scroll Instagram and completely forget that you're in the car with 10 people behind you. Yo, pay attention.
That's the problem. That's the biggest problem right there. Is like, listen, once you look up and you realize we've been waiting at this red light for a minute. What you need to also realize is that as soon as this light turns green, we need to all get the fuck out of here. Please.
Yeah. Yeah.
Please.
Like, isn't that a frustrating feeling when the light turns green and you don't make it because somebody is just sitting there like, yo, like,
you know,
I have turned into a New Yorker. Like, I will blow the horn at you immediately.
Yo, I hate hitting the horn on people. I really do. I try to give people the benefit of the doubt, but sometimes I gotta like slam on that shit like, yo, like, what the fuck? If my horn could talk, it'd be like, yo, fuck is you doing? Like, right now, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, we need like, talking horns.
Yeah, it's disgusting, man. We need to get like some Pixar shit going on where, you know, shit could talk. Like, you know what I mean? This is like
cars.
It's ridiculous, man. Like, it's really getting out of control. Also, ooh, for those of you who don't know how the car rider's lane work, don't use it.
Oh my god.
You don't know how it works when you're picking your kids up or dropping them off. Just don't fucking use it. Please don't. Because you're inconveniencing like other people who have common sense, who know how this shit go. Don't pull up behind me and hop out the car and come up there and ask me, can I move up so you can get a... No. You fucking knew what
no.
it was when you signed up, and if you didn't, then now you know. Now you're gonna learn a hard lesson today. Get your ass back in your car.
See?
Take a nap. Do what you gotta do.
Spoken by a true and involved parent. Good job.
Dog,
good job, Mari.
Oh my god, man. Yeah, man. Thank you, man. You know, I'll try, man. I'm out here, you know. today, man. Listen, I got up this morning and I almost cheated the grind today, man. Almost. I almost didn't work out. But I got up and I said, you know what? I'm about to go in here and see what's up. Jumped on the Peloton.
Okay.
I didn't do my usual workout where you just jump into class or whatever. I did like a bike ride. You know what I mean? They got a couple different courses you can do a bike ride on.
Okay.
And it was a beautiful, you know, little scenic little route. And I did that for like 20 minutes. And I was listening to R&B. I was listening to
Yo.
R&B. Yeah,
okay.
Man. I did it because the scenery looked a little too beautiful for me to be listening to raps about fentanyl and shit like that. And I just felt like it was the wrong place. I started off with Beyonce, Alien Superstar, and that shit had me in the zone.
Okay.
Had me in the zone, but then right from there, I went to Tank's album.
Mm.
I went to Tank's album. And I got I made it a little way through there. Listen. Listen. That shit's serious.
Okay,
that
look.
I'm serious.
You know I go up for Tank, okay? He is in my top five and he has been there for about 20 years. Okay? Now,
mm-hmm.
This album came out while I was traveling. I had to go home for a funeral.
Mm-hmm.
So I have not listened yet. Now, I want to say, you know, to the listeners and to you, Mari, I apologize for not listening and doing my homework for this episode.
I want
to give this album the treatment that I give every other album that I've been anticipating, because this is going to be Tank's last album. And I want to give it the listen that it truly deserves. I want to have the whole moment where I'm completely unbothered. And I couldn't do that. Like, I have it downloaded. I wanted to listen to it on the airplane. But my son was just not letting that happen. So
that ain't the place for it. I'm gonna tell you right now. It's better that you heard this from the big homie first.
Okay.
Before you listen to it. I think what you're gonna wanna do for this, I know you said you're not drinking. I know that. I'm not trying to pressure you into doing nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
If you got something rolled up allegedly or something, you know, whatever.
Oh, I got something rolled up. Yeah.
I would say indulge in that. Make sure it's kinda late, you know what I'm saying? When you ain't really got nothing going on, you chilling. It's just it's just you doing you, and just lock in, man. Because them first like 6-7 songs, I haven't made it all the way through the album just yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I saw it's like almost an hour of music.
Yeah, like the next time we speak, I'll have a more in depth breakdown of the entire album. But from what I heard, you're going to want to have nothing to do, D&D mode and all that, when you listen to this. Because, boy, them first couple, man, listen.
So, I'm really excited because he has a song with Alex Isley. Like, I think she is so dope. And I just wish that more mainstream artists were, you know, collabing with her. Because I think everyone needs to hear her. So, I'm excited to hear that. I know he has Chris Brown on there. I think I saw Rotimi on there. So, mm-hmm. It seems like he's kind of doing
what... I heard the song with Alex Isley. That's number four, No Limit. Oh, man.
Is that...
Listen, it's one of them.
Okay.
It's one of them ones, man.
So I have a question.
One of them ones. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this is another, you know, top five.
Yeah.
Diddy came out and said during an interview, or he was on live with Timbaland, that he, you know, proclaimed that R&B is dead.
Yeah.
Now, with you listening to some of Tank's album, this is a brand new album. Like, I can understand people talking about, you know, the state of R&B right now. I think a lot of people are a bit, like, they don't really know where to go when it comes to R&B. They look to older artists that they grew up on, and they're not active in making music like that. So, with Tank putting this album out and you listening to a little bit of it, do you agree with Diddy?
I think we kind of had this conversation a little bit before, as far as like the problem with R&B, you know, and like love songs and things like that. And my opinion was, my stance on it was, people don't think about, they don't look at love the way they used to. They don't mourn love. So like love is not even a thing. So the love part of R&B is like going away. I think what Diddy's doing right here is the same thing that Nas did when he said hip hop was dead.
Yeah.
It's more of a challenge than it is like a statement like, yeah, it's done, it's over with. Nobody will ever, you know, whatever. I think it's a challenge because a lot of these R&B dudes are just, they're trying too hard to be rappers. And they're like, they're scared to be vulnerable and scared to be like lovers and be, you know, tuned in with their feelings and their emotions. Like, these niggas are just singing about how they don't care about shit or they don't care about this. So in that sense, he's got a point, because we have to look to the older artists, you know, the elder statesmen in R&B to like come back and save this shit. Because when I heard Tank singing on this, the first thing that popped into my mind was, man, this nigga singing.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be so surprised when an R&B singer is singing. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shouldn't be the thing that gets me. Like, I'm listening to see how creative you get with your pen, the features you get, the melodies you tap into, and things like that.
So,
but
is it?
I shouldn't be surprised that you're singing.
Is it the male R&B guys?
Yes.
Is it the men that the issue is?
100%. Yes.
Because I 100%. Feel like the women are out here killing shit.
Her is
you got
shit.
Ari Lennox. Her, exactly.
Ari Lennox. 1,000%. Yes. Like you said, Alex Isley.
Yeah.
You get no complaint, Summer Walker. You get no complaint from me when it comes to the women. The men just don't, Niggas is too tough to be like in love and shit. Niggas too tough to be vulnerable for their lady and all that. Like it's,
but you
it's
know what?
Corny.
And I agree with that. But then I also forget that Usher Raymond is right there. He has been making R&B this entire time. He hasn't gone into this lane where he's trying to rap or be too tough. He has been making nasty music.
Where he was making some little, I don't want to say rap, but like he was making like the No Limit shit. That shit was hard too, like by the way. But
that shit was dope. Like
it was dope. Yeah, it was. It was good. But it was a little. It was like, damn, Usher, what you about to do, my boy? But that shit was good.
But in that song, he's not even talking. He's not talking shit about a woman or talking about love in a bad way.
R&B. It's still very much R&B. He's still very much singing. So I think what Diddy was doing there was challenging these dudes, like, yo, bro, like, what are y'all actually doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all not making real, like, y'all keep on talking about y'all was inspired by, like, Jodeci and all of these type of groups, but none of you niggas is making this kind of music. And I'm not saying you have to be Jodeci or you have to be Drew Hill or none of that. Do your version of it. But stop trying to be so nonchalant and I don't care. No, like, that's not what it's about, bro. Like, that shit is crazy.
You know, that just made me think about, like, how men are kind of emotionally unavailable in music and R&B, which makes women write from that point of view, you know, where they're dealing with men who are emotionally unavailable. So I remember someone telling me, like, women aren't making love songs anymore. It's all like, you know, fuck these niggas type music, which I'm like, well, look at the material.
I mean,
look at what we got.
Can you blame them, my nigga? Like, we saying it too. We right. I'm not dating these niggas, and I'm saying, man, fuck them niggas. Like, so imagine somebody that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, of course. Like, it's just, it's crazy. And it's funny that you asked that question with Tank's album, because that's exactly what I had in mind when I saw Diddy make that statement. Because I was just like, I mean, what did he say that was wrong? I mean, if anybody feels offended, go make better music. Go make better music and prove them wrong. I mean, because that's what happened when Nas said hip hop is dead. 90,000 rappers put out freestyles and albums, and they was all referencing that. Like, well, how is hip hop dead if I'm doing da 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 and this, that, and the third? Like, he challenged them publicly and made his album that.
It definitely put a battery in niggas' backs for real. However, I think Diddy seems a bit frustrated that maybe his music that he just put out with Bryson Tiller ain't really hitting like maybe he thought it would. But you also have to take into consideration, like, you know, how we consume music. We're not going out to Sam Goody and buying CDs no more. You know what I mean?
Yeah, ain't no way.
So we got to go and stream. And it's like, okay, once you hear it one time, if it doesn't hit you like that, then you're just going to listen to it that one time. Now, I went to the Billboard Awards when Diddy, you know, he hosted and he opened with that song with Bryson Tiller. Mm-hmm. And nothing about it made me say, I'm going to listen to that when I get to the car or when I get home. I need to hear that again. So I honestly feel like this seems like some frustration with maybe his shit ain't hitting like that. I mean, I know he's making an album right now. He's going by love and we need love and blah, blah, blah. Cool. But give us some dope shit. Don't DJ Khaled this. Give us some fire right now.
Boy. Yeah. I mean, Diddy. and if anybody can and anybody's capable, it's Diddy. You know what I mean? Like, throughout history, you've seen that. Did he stand next to something that's hot? You know, did he stand next to something? He put his touches on it or whatever. And it's, you know, it's going to be something worth checking out, worth listening to. So, hopefully he delivers. You know what I mean? Hopefully.
But also, I think the jig is up, though. The jig might be up on Diddy.
On Diddy?
Because we see what happened with Bad Boy. We now know
some
of the skeletons have fallen out the closet. Like,
absolutely.
We see that he hasn't been paying people. He still owe people. He's
had
people in
bad contracts. So it's weird to make a
statement
like that when you got all these dope R&B acts and it's like, nigga, if R&B is dead, nigga, you kind of, you know, you might have slipped something in the drink. Yeah, you might have
Thank you for Jodeci. Thank you for Faith Evans and Mary J. Blige and Carl Thomas and 112.
Thank you for Carl Thomas and the Turtleneck Collection and all that. You know what I'm saying?
But,
okay. Yeah, but come on, Puff. Like, but again, that challenge, I think, is, you know, he got to accept that too. Because, like, if you're talking about R&B is dead, well, show these niggas how it's done then. Because if you ain't willing to show them how it's done then, what are we talking about, really? You know, so we'll see. We'll see what's going on. We'll see what's going on with him.
We gonna see.
Speaking of seeing what's going on, shout out to LeBron James.
Yeah.
Just signed an insane contract extension, man. Like, oh my God, yo. Like, oh my God. This is when you We talked about like, you know, what's going on right now, and you was like, yo, we gotta talk about this LeBron contract. So let's get to
it. It's just so crazy that someone who was drafted straight out of high school in 2003 is playing like he's maybe, what, 8 years in? He looks incredible out there. Last season, he looked good. Like, the Lakers didn't do great, but it wasn't because LeBron was out there stinking it up.
Yeah, LeBron was still
LeBron. Like,
LeBron is still LeBron.
He go up for a dunk, and his head is still above the rim. He looks incredible out there. So,
absolutely.
A two-year, $97.1 million extension.
Hundo.
Making him the highest paid player in NBA history.
Yeah, he's at like 535 or something like that.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's something crazy because every deal for LeBron is a massive deal. Every deal is pay me, period. Yep. I'm not playing none of this dumb shit. Pay me, and it's well deserved. Like, I remember.
Oh, yeah.
I remember being 14, 15 years old when LeBron James' name started to surface, and it was like, yo, this dude LeBron, like, he's going to be real. Like, he's, you know, they putting his name next to Kobe and Jordan and shit like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, immediately when you say things like that, it's like, wait, who? Let me see. Mm-hmm. I saw one of his games, and I said, yo, hold on.
Yeah.
I don't think I've never seen no shit like this before. So, you know, everybody, and it's so funny looking back at it now when you know, you talk to, like, Ricky Davis and Darius Miles and, you know, Carlos Boozer, Drew Gooden, you know, players like that. And it was like, yeah, you know, he can come in and help out, you know, young kid come in, and, you know, he could, you know, whatever. And it's like, yeah, I mean, his very first game, he was like one assist away or one rebound away from a triple-double. I'll never forget that. It was against the Sacramento Kings. I will never, ever forget that shit. Like, it was immediate impact, immediate, like, oh, shit, no, he's ready for real.
Right.
He's really, and he hasn't taken his foot off the gas since then. And some can make the argument that he's been the best player in the league since maybe his, like, I don't know, fourth, fifth year in the league, you can make the argument that every year he was, if he wasn't the best, it was a debate.
Right.
For sure.
Yeah. And I read something that was really interesting, that he could have gotten more, but they have a rule, the over 38 rule. And I'm going to read this. So it says, this rule makes it so that players at or above age 38 at any point in the contract cannot sign for 4 years or more, while limiting extensions to two-year deals like what we have with LeBron. He really could have signed for more, but this protects the team because, you know, at a certain age, I mean, your body can absolutely fail you. We don't see that in LeBron. Like, he looks incredible.
He spends so much money on his body every year.
Exactly.
Oh,
he has invested. And so I respect it. But, you know, the it was an over 36 rule, but Chris Paul, he got it up to 38 a couple years ago.
You know, Cliff going to try to get that pape, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Cliff,
that's
man.
That's right.
Shout out to Cliff, man. You know what I'm saying? Used to have some static with Cliff, but I like Cliff, man. I fuck with Cliff.
Wait, why? What was the static?
It wasn't nothing personal. I just didn't really, I don't know. He didn't really seem like a likable guy. He could always hoop. I would always give him his credit. He's the point guy. Like, I will always tell you that. Always.
Okay.
But
okay.
It just didn't.
No, that's
but then
fair.
I think when I got older, I started to see, like, more in-depth interviews with Chris Paul instead of hearing stories about how he is and hearing players talk about how he is. I saw interviews and I heard him talk and he was saying some stuff. And I was like, damn, bro, I fuck with that. And it was something
he really
very
cares about the game.
He cares about the game, but he also cares about his family. And they asked him about him and James Harden. This was a couple years ago. And he was like, well, I mean, we cool or whatever, but, like, he ain't texting me telling my kids happy birthday or nothing like that. So, like, we ain't there with it. And when he said that, I was like, that's a very specific thing that I know that Chris probably takes, you know, to the heart. Like, this is where these are my friends and these are people who are associates. My friends are doing this type of shit. Associates are doing this type of shit. And it put things into perspective for me as a man, just period. And I was like, damn. I fuck with that. Like, I like that a lot. So, shout out to Cliff, man. Shout out to LeBron. He pulled up out there to the crossover, to Jamal Crawford, you know what I mean? The game that he puts on out there in Seattle. The crowd of Seattle, man, listen, they prove every single time that they deserve a team. Please bring a team back to Seattle. I'm
it has
begging
to happen.
You, NBA, please. LeBron pulled up. All of the fans loved him as usual. You know what I mean? Just a class act,
as
truly,
usual.
Man, honestly, yeah, as usual, as they're supposed to, because he's one of the greatest of all time.
Yeah,
I want to say the greatest of his generation. Like, it's him. All these kids coming up, you can directly trace back a lot of the superstars today to LeBron James camp. Go do the lineage. Go do the research.
Yep.
They all came from the camp. So shout out to Bron, man. Get that paper.
Shout out to him. Yes. There was another thing that I saw online that I thought was pretty funny, and I wanted to discuss this with you as a black
Let's
man.
Let's do it. Yeah.
So, Chainsmokers, I like their music, you know, some of them. Now, they have a residency out here in Vegas, and I've never gone out to see them, you know, do their thing. I've heard that they're really not great, like, live to go and, you know, listen to them DJ. But, you know, they out here. They got gigs. They're booked.
Doing their thing.
They just so happened to find themselves at a party with T.I., and they were really excited to meet T.I.
Clifford.
Uncle Clifford. So, I guess they were really excited to meet T.I., and this is, like, well-documented until some issues happened. So they got pictures with T.I. He was real cool. We dapped him up. They told him how much they love his music. Cool. But one of the guys of the duo was so excited, was just feeling the vibes of the party, and decided to give T.I. a kiss on the cheek.
Oh, man.
Now, I want to ask you this. You out, right? You know, we're still in a pandemic, and there's a wave of monkeypox going around. So,
yeah, that monkey out there.
If someone gets in your personal space, a man, and leans in to give you a kiss on the cheek, what is your reaction?
Listen, man, I ain't gonna hold you. I've watched enough Floyd Mayweather training videos to know that I can probably throw the most accurate 1-2. After that, I don't, like, we got to see what's up. We got to just see what's up. You know what I'm saying? Win, lose, or draw, I'm out there. But the first two, because if you lean, and the thing is, it has nothing to do with, like, being, like, insecure in my sexuality and, like, oh,
yeah,
man,
it's not like you're homophobic or anything,
it's a,
right?
It's a respect thing. It's a violation thing. It's a, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's cool, bro. Like, you meet me, you a fan. What Jay-Z said, look, if you're a fan, I consider you fam. Shake a nigga hand. Shit, goddamn. Like, just.
Okay.
And he was saying that about somebody just asking him for, like, a, you know, in the club, yelling over the music,
right,
like DJ Clunch. So if you meet me, bro, like, we not in the mob or nothing. Like, we ain't just blood into the mafia or nothing like that. So the kiss on the cheek is just unnecessary. Now, if you got love for me, just express that, bro. You could just say that. You could dap me up. Yo, bro, I'll fuck with you. That will suffice. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you happen to be there with your mother or son, she could relay that message. You know what I'm saying? Let her relay
you
that
know
message.
What?
You know, you understand? Because I'm greeting her with a different type of energy. I'm pulling up like, oh, hey, ma'am, hi, nice to meet you, whatever. She might be the kiss on the cheek type. Moms do kisses on the cheek to friends and, you know, whatever. Cool. But you giving me a kiss on the cheek, bro, like, I feel like that might be, that's a little over the line, my boy. Like, first of all, where's your mask? You know what I mean? Like, where's your mask?
First of all,
at? That's number one.
Because
I got my mask on. Yeah, 100%. So,
okay.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know if I'm letting that fly just a peck on the cheek and all that. I don't know about
that. So, Tip slapped him up.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, I mean,
you know, and pretty much his security was like, yo, get your boy. And so the other guy in Chainsmokers was like, he didn't even see what happened. So he's like, what the fuck happened? But they kind of recapped it, I guess, after they left the party. He was like, look, T.I., of course, like, I got too excited.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to me was well deserved. I deserve
Absolutely.
That for doing
I'm glad. I'm glad that was his response to it, because it tells me that he knew in the moment, like, damn, bro, I just, like, you know, you don't really understand how awkward people are outside of the internet, because a lot of people don't really go outside, and when they go outside, they don't really know how to act. So you getting right there in this dude's face, you like, this T.I., like, sound like Riley from the Boondocks, like, nigga, that's T.I., but to give him the peck on the cheek, bro, like, I don't know about that, bro. Like, you shouldn't do that to anybody, really. You know what I'm saying? Like, anybody who you don't really know personally like that, I just think you shouldn't do that. But I am glad that he responded that way and said, yo, I wowed it. it is what it is. I wilded it out. So, cool. I'm glad it wasn't on some shit like he tried to paint a picture that Tip was an asshole for doing it. Like, I'm glad he did that.
I was having a conversation before I had even seen this video. One of my friends, she's from Albania. And we were talking about the whole Will Smith slap thing, right? So, well, the Will Smith and Chris Rock slap. So she was saying, she was like, you know, I don't know how I really feel about Will Smith, because there's this video of him being interviewed on the red carpet. I guess he was in Europe somewhere. And the guy leaned in to kiss Will Smith, and Will Smith smacked this man. She just didn't understand.
I saw that. Why?
And that she was like, you know, if you're in another country, you have to understand that there are, you know, cultural differences. However, if this man is on the red carpet interviewing Will Smith, he needs to be aware of his cultural standards and do's and don'ts. Like, this is just not a part of his culture. If he sees some strange man leaning in for a kiss, like, you're just gonna have to catch these hands real quick.
Bruh,
you're gonna learn today.
I don't know where your mouth been, my G. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what you've been doing, dog. Like, I just don't know. It's family members I'm not letting kiss me on the cheek, B. Like, nah, we're not doing that. You know what I'm saying? Just because, like, bro, you a strange man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you shouldn't be trying to kiss me on my cheek, bro. Like, nah, man, you ain't send a drink over nothing, nigga. Like, you ain't do nothing. Nah, don't kiss me on the cheek, bro. Thanks. Appreciate you, but, you know what I'm saying, bro? Don't do that, my nigga. Dap me up. You know what I'm saying? You can do the firm dap. I'll pull you in for the half hug. Bam. Here you go, my nigga. Yo.
Yeah.
All
right,
bet.
In.
It's all love. Yo, all right, bet. Follow me on the gram and all that. All right, cool. Got you. Don't peck me on the cheek, my guy. Please, man. Just for both of us. For the sake of both of us, please. Like, come on. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You can still down and get dirty, man. You know what I mean?
But it's weird because I feel like men have this energy towards other men. Mm-hmm. That they don't have for women.
Oh, man.
This is a crazy segue.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
And I've been talking about this a lot on social media.
Yeah.
You know, on Instagram or Twitter. I really feel like there are a lot of men who do not like women.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of, you know, being sexually attracted to women.
Yeah.
A lot of men just don't have, like, basic respect for women.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just starting to get out of hand. So there was this video that I'm trying to think who sent this to me. I'm not sure, but I was just like kind of mind blown, because I'm like, in a way, he put this because it's coming from a man and a black man at that. I feel like more people will understand it coming from there than it would from someone like me. So I'm gonna play it because, you know, delivery and tone is everything.
So many men that don't like women, but they're sexually unattracted to men, and they have no choice but to deal with you. And they act like it, don't they? Like, these men don't like women for real. They don't bond with women. They don't emotionally connect with women. They prefer to be around men. They respect men. They get along with men. They see men as their equals. They do not view you as it. But the only reason they're with you is because they're not sexually attracted to the men. If it wasn't for sex or power, they wouldn't be with you. I need y'all to watch out for these men. Like, actually, like, inquire about whether this man actually like women. Not if you're heterosexual. My question to you is, do you actually like women?
Yeah. So, and I just couldn't figure out how to verbalize this, but I've experienced this my entire life. I've been around men who I'm just like, is he mean? Is it me? It's just like me just existing seems to bother certain men. And I never understood what that was. Now, I avoid that energy crazy. But I think that I've actually found myself to be in a relationship with a guy who really doesn't like women. I think he wanted a wife because, as a man, I'm supposed to, you know, blah, 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 like checking off the boxes. It wasn't because he actually liked women. I don't think he really liked me. I think he fell in love with me, but I don't think he actually liked me as a woman. Because there are certain things that I would do or say or how I would express myself that he would always question. And it's just like, I just have a different human experience as a black woman than you do as a black man. And it always seemed like a competition. And at one point I remember thinking like, I think he's like jealous of me. And this is another thing. It's like, I feel like there are some men who are jealous of women. It is the weirdest energy. And I have not been able to like put this into words, but I feel like that video, that guy said it in a way where I think people can kind of get it.
Yeah, I think you summed it up perfectly, you know, to be quite honest with you, because like coming up around men, you know what I mean? Like you'll see the dudes who are very much like bros over hoes, and you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, they won't do anything for a woman unless they're getting something in return, or like, you know, not even like holding the door for them, dog. Like, not even, you know what I'm saying? Like, feeling like.
That's so funny you say that.
It's real. It's real shit.
I told a guy that I was dating that I was like, no, I require, you know, you to open every door for me, because my dad, that's how he raised me. And if he saw me open my own door and you're right there, he gonna look at me like I'm crazy. And his response was, but what about my door? You gonna open my door? What?
No. It's the Tyler shit, nigga. No.
What?
It's... So I talk about this all the time when I talk about my brother Dre. Whenever he would have like women over, you know, have like the company of women, he would make sure that these women had like what they like for the evening, right? You want to smoke? We got that. What you want to drink? Because if we ain't got it, I'll send somebody to the store to go get it. And it didn't matter whether or not it was like the girl he was interested in or her homegirls. It was just about making it a good time for y'all. What y'all want to eat? Y'all want something to eat? Like, it's whatever. Yeah. Because it was about the woman, and it was like, yo, yeah, like, let's do this. Let's make it as easy and comfortable for you as possible. It don't matter if nobody in here get no action and we ain't even looking for that. We just chilling with some women because that's what we want to do. Tired of chilling around dudes all day. You know what I'm saying? Quite frankly. So to see that type of energy, it was just like, it made it easier for me to understand, like, oh, okay, yeah, this is a feasible thing. You don't have to just be getting something in exchange. It doesn't have to be so transactional. You can just like women for just who they are. But it's dudes out here who really move that way. That's like, they'll cuss a woman out, cuss her all the way out, be this, be that, whatever, whatever. But then it's a dude. It's a lot of passive aggressive energy with a dude. Like they'll concede that to a dude. They'll give the right of way to the dude and big bro him to death.
Right.
But with a woman, it's like, it's an issue. Even in the workplace, like, they have no problem listening to like a man tell them what to do all the time. A man telling them, hey, you need to da da whatever, boom. The woman does it, taking it some kind of way. And for me, if I'm to be told what to do by anybody, I would damn sure not rather a man. Like, nigga, I had my father in my life. You know what I'm saying? I had positive male role models in my life. I damn sure don't need you telling me what I don't need none of that. When it's a woman, bro, I don't mind listening. Like, I'm cool. I'm all right with that. Like, I'm cool. I'm cool with that. Let the woman walk through the door first. Open the door. Do this. Like, just regular shit. But it's a lot of dudes that don't do that until it's time for sex. They're getting sex out of them. It's like, oh, yeah, okay, cool. But then once it's over with, it's back to like, oh, fuck you. I don't know you now.
Yeah. Go do something for me. Go fix me a sandwich. Go, you know, or get out of
my
face. I mean,
still go fix that sandwich, but nah. Like, just not. I'm talking shit.
Yeah, it's, and I experience it here in Vegas too, especially working in nightclubs and the night industry. And I feel like a lot of people don't respect me until they see what I can do. But it's like, I provide something that these guys can't do. I have sex appeal, and I know that I can use what I got to get to be. I'm very influential. I'll say it that way. I'm very influential. And I think that a lot of men are jealous that women have that type of power. So it's like, they don't respect it, because in a way it's like, if that's something that they can't achieve and that's not attainable to them, they kind of wave it off.
Look at it like
you only
this.
Got that because you're a woman. It's like,
look at it like this. they look at the women as influencers and Instagram models and shit like that. Like, I mean, all she got to do is do this and niggas going to do XYZ for it. And it's like, nigga, are you mad?
That's it. That's what I'm saying. Why don't
you go show some ass? Let a nigga pay for your trip then. Like, what's the problem, bro? Like,
it's
that's
jealousy.
The way the world goes. Like, that's just the way the world goes. Like, that's really just the way the world works, my guy. I don't know if anybody told you lately, but that's just how it is.
Yeah, which is crazy because, you know, when we had the presidential race in 2016 with Trump and Hillary, and it was like, women are emotional, women blah blah blah. No, women get shit done. Are you kidding me? And the whole like women being emotional thing is like, yes, but we have spent our entire lives controlling our emotions, where I feel like men have not really, they don't have their emotions in control. They've been able to dictate what is considered emotion. Like, oh, that's not emotion, that's anger. It's like anger is
or
emotion.
Passion or whatever.
No, 100%. I'm just really passionate. It's like, okay.
And I think what it is like women, because I understand that, right? Like women are seen as like more emotional because they show it more. Because I think that they don't have a problem. You guys don't have a problem with being vulnerable. Whereas with men, we're always taught to not show that shit. So it's like, it's still buried deep down in there. So you still have those emotions. You just might not be showing them. And you might act out later or lash out in a different way. Whereas women will just dumb out about whatever it is at the moment. Like, I'm going to get this off my chest right now. And it's going to look like they're more emotional. Because, like, they're going to get this off right now. They're not going to leave like, this shit later.
Let me get this off. And then I'm going to get
so
shit
that, so that shit don't be... Yeah, 100%. So, even, like I said, even small shit like relationships or whatever, right? I'm not saying that if your boyfriend or your husband said, yo, I'm about to go watch football with the guys, that he don't fuck with you. Like, that's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about if you want to go play video games with the homies, y'all just watch 90 movies together and he want to go play video games with the homies for 2 hours. I'm not saying, like, he don't like women. Like, no, he just have the guy time. I'm talking about the ones that's like, you don't matter until it's time for sex. Nothing you say, like, I'm not going, it's whatever, it's one ear out the other, until it's time for sex. Then it's like, all right, cool. Now we can do what you want to do now. We can talk about what you want to talk about now because I need something from you. But any other time other than that, like, if you have, I'll put it to you like this. If you have to be related to a woman or having sex with that woman to do something nice for her, chances are you probably don't really like women. Like, you just like the women in your family, the women that you know, and that's cool. But just stop fronting like you like women. Like, you might like vagina. I don't think you like women, though, bro. Like,
yeah. Not saying that you're attracted to men or anything like that.
Yeah, no, 100%. 100%.
You just don't see women as valuable to you.
Yeah, as worth it. That's worth your time and worth your energy and worth, like, even having a conversation with. Now, I will say, you won't catch me, like, because I like women, you won't catch me arguing with, like, just a woman just on the street somewhere. Like, just a woman who I won't argue with women. A dude, we could fight, bro. Because, like, fuck out of here. We could fight. But you won't catch me arguing with a woman. I like women too much for that. I don't want to be that dude that you catch somewhere at a grocery store. I'm sweating and the veins is popping out. Like, I'm not going to do that. Like,
so look, there's a video out right now that I guess there's a couple on a date and somehow for some rhyme or reason, he pushed her into a lake.
That was crazy.
And she gets out. You can tell she is so upset.
Yeah, she
is crying, pissed, angry, coughing because she just got out of a body of water, not knowing, we don't know as the viewers, if she could actually swim or not. Because she actually said, like, if it wasn't for this thing sticking out right here.
Yeah, it'd have been over with.
Yeah. Yeah. And the guy is just like, oh, it's not that serious. Just water. It's just a lake. Like, he just really downplayed it while videoing this woman in distress.
Right.
Like, she is really upset. And somehow he decided that it was smart to upload this shit for everyone to see. And now it's going viral and people are having these conversations online about men like this. When there are men who just don't like women and they can be okay with treating women in a manner like this, it's dangerous. I don't know. That video made me so emotional because
that nigga said it's just water. Like, people don't drown every day, my nigga. Like,
every day.
It's just water. And also knowing that, like, if that was the homie, one, you probably wouldn't have did that. But two, if you did do that and you seen that they was mad about it, you would try to de-escalate the situation. You'd be, nah, bro, look, yo, bro, my bad.
Right.
You'd be apologetic. Like, you know,
and
dudes like
that.
But
nothing.
You telling
he
Shorty, like,
nothing.
you didn't even give her your hand. Like, you telling Shorty, like, that's just water. Like, you be all right. She telling you, like, yo, bro, nigga, I just spent the stack on my hair. I'm fucked up from the water. Like, yo, what's up? Like, why would you? And he like, nah, you tripping. Like, it's just, by the way, she had great feet. Like, that's neither here nor there, but. She had incredible feet. That's just something to, you know what I mean? That's just something extra, bonus right there. But back to the topic at hand, it's like, bro, like you didn't even think beforehand. Like you said, I don't know the, you know, the dynamic of their relationship or whatever, but she probably told you before she can't swim or she don't do good with water, whatever. Or even if she could, you don't do that to somebody, bro. Like, you just don't do that. Anything can happen. Freak accident can happen. And now we talking about a tragedy because you wanted to fuck around and play games. Like, come on, dude. Come on.
But then there are people in the comments trying to say, oh, we don't know the whole story. She could have done X, Y, and Z. Man, just say you don't like women.
I don't need to know the rest of the story, bro. I know that this happened. It don't matter what, like, this happened right here. I don't need to know the rest of the story to know that pushing your girl in the water or pushing a girl, whoever, in the water, anybody. It don't have to be, but pushing your girl in the water and then telling her to just, like, walk it off, like, nah, you good, you straight, it's just water, like, whatever. Like, come on, my nigga, that's kind of crazy. That's kind of crazy. Yeah. Most times niggas upload shit and they pandering. You know what I'm saying? You upload some shit and you dismissing her, like, you hustling all the way back. First of all, like, you're bugging completely out.
And I saw someone in some of the comments saying, like, this woman can take this footage, show this to the lawyer. She really has a case for, like, if she can't swim out here, like, this is like attempted murder. Cause he completely just, like, disregarded her. She got herself out of the water.
I mean, it's also a case for her to never fuck with him again, because, like, if you're willing to put me in danger and brush it off, man, how can I expect you to protect me somewhere?
Can't trust you.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
can't trust you with a damn,
like, what's gonna happen if a dude come up, smack me? What you gonna say? Like, well, you shouldn't have made that nigga mad. Like, what you gonna do? It's just the, you know what I mean? Like, it's just that, I don't know, just that feeling. Like, it just was weird to me to hear that, you know, and that type of shit is, I feel like it's learned in, like, taught behavior. It's very indicative of, like, the men that you're raised around. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. It's weird to me, man. It really is.
Yo, and even being home for, you know, the funeral and everything, and being at the funeral home, every time women came close to the door, my son would go and open the door for them. And the fact that everyone is just so surprised that he does this, we're losing recipes. That's exactly
we're losing
it.
Like, recipes, man.
We have to teach our sons to be gentlemen, to treat women with respect, just because, like, he doesn't know these old women coming through the door, but he wants to make sure that they get in without having to touch the door handle. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Some of that shit is instinct, man. Like even my son, you know, go around like his cousin. His cousin is, you know, my son is 3. He'll be 4 this year. She's 2. And sometimes she get, like, a little rough with him or whatever. He ain't never tried to, you know, fight her, go hard, like, none of that. He'll just be like, all right, like, let her, like, cool. Because he understands, like, okay, it's a difference. Let me, whatever. I ain't need to tell him that. Like, it's just, it's regular. Like, this is regular. Like, you don't see your pops running around the crib violent and putting my, like, you don't see that. You see grace. You see us being cool. You see me telling you how to deal with your sisters. Ooh. You see your sisters setting a good example for you and me setting a good example with how I deal with them. So when he's around other girls, it's cool. Like, everybody, they always say, though, he's so sweet, he's so nice, he's such a gentle, and it's like, I mean, you know, look at the material.
Exactly. And that's what it all really boils down to. It's like, your behavior like this really reflects on how you were raised. And it's just kind of like making people look at you sideways, and look at your mama sideways and your daddy sideways and your brothers and sisters. Like,
yeah, it's nasty.
How do we get here?
And I don't get how niggas be defending. But again, it goes back to not liking women as much as you think you do. But, like, thinking that men are your equal, because you got strange men on the internet agreeing with this strange man who they don't know. Like, that nigga might be a Cowboys fan. You don't know. You was agreeing with him all willy-nilly and all William-nillium and all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know. You might not really fuck with him, but because it's a dude, this is what I'm saying. All you need to know is it's a dude and it's a woman. All you need to know. But you know, it's cool.
This is what I want to say to fellas. Like, when you see things like this happen and a woman is in a tough spot, a bad situation, we can even go back to Megan and Tory Lanez. We can see you. We can read what you're saying. We are paying attention. We are separating the real from the guys, like, oof.
Yeah.
Don't want to deal with him. Don't want to be around none of anything he got going on. because when you come out here and you immediately go out here and defend men without knowing a damn thing.
Yeah.
You look real funny in the light.
He's a dude. That's it. Like, yeah, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird, but you know, it is what it is, man. You can't save everybody. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
A lot of these dudes be grown with kids and shit like that, and responsibilities and facial hair and shit like that. Like, it's just weird to me to see, you know, dudes, like men, behaving this manner. Like, it really is. It's crazy. It really is. But those be the dudes that be rushing the VIP section when they favorite rapper come to town and be close to the stage and all that type of shit, trying to grab a nigga jeans and all that type of shit. So, I mean, you know.
Trust me, I see it every week. It's disgusting.
Them niggas be running through shit like they blocking for the Colts, man. Like, them niggas be...
Like, imagine.
We could use y'all niggas on the Giants this year. I ain't gonna hold you, bro. Like, I seen your crowd work. We could use y'all right there.
Look, for the guys who have never experienced this, imagine being in a club. You're in a VIP section. There's a bunch of beautiful women around. The vibes is nice. The drinks is flowing. And then your favorite rapper walks in. Imagine, let's say you go with a group of guys and your best friend pushes you and pushes that bad bitch that you've been trying to get at all night to the side to get to your favorite rapper.
To go get
all for a picture.
Not even for a picture, but just a dap. Like, y'all fuck with you, bro. Like, word. And it's
that too.
The end of it. Like,
I'm like, you just crowd surfed.
Yeah.
To say that. Okay.
Yeah, all right. That's kind of crazy. Yeah, that's crazy. Crowd surfing. That's crazy.
Like, you just, oh man, it's disgusting.
Like, you really just boogie your way through the crowd and all that for that.
But like, it also goes back because the guys are in VIP section like, oh, I ain't nothing but groupies in here. It's like, no, the men are the groupies now. It ain't the women. The women were literally handpicked to be here. Oh yeah, her right there, her friend, yep, up here. But you, my guy. You're jealous, and also
it's like, I wonder, and I don't even mean this in like a sexual manner, but like, I wonder what these dudes would do if their favorite rapper was like, yo, you want to roll with us after we leave the club? Like, I wonder what that dude would be like. Yo, yeah, I'm about to come fuck with y'all real quick. Like,
gone. We have had people like follow artists.
Yeah.
Oh, they go and try to like get in line and get into groups just to be in a crew. And when security be like, yeah, everybody except for him right there, you don't want to be that guy. It's not
cute. That's when they start cussing the girls out. Y'all just trying to, da-da-da. Like, well, what you was trying to do then? If you think that's what you're trying to do, what you was trying to do, my guy? What was on your mind, man? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
Fellas, it's
crazy.
It's
crazy.
Look, it's not looking good. And the women are peeping game. And niggas is getting left in the dust. Do better, please.
Yeah, because I'm gonna tell you right now, like, it sometimes it work in your favor. It just depends on who it is. Because if I see her at the spot, listen, niggas, you getting juked, stiff arm, hurdle, whatever I need to do. I'm doing every move in Madden. Madden 23 is out right now, man. They got new updates and new moves you can do. I'm doing all of them to get to where she at. You know what I mean? But
you know, just like we said last episode, there may be a mailbag coming soon.
Yeah, we heard that. Somebody told us that. Don't quote us on that or nothing, but like, it could be coming soon. Maybe. We don't know.
If you want to submit a question, thesocietypodcast@gmail.com. Or of course, you can hit those social media links in the description. Send us a DM. Mari gonna tell you to be respectful, and I'm gonna tell you to, you know, whatever energy you bring in, it's what's up.
I'm just trying to advise y'all because you never know what mood you might. You know how people be like, I hope this email finds you well. You don't know how it's going to find me, first of all. You know what I'm saying? Send it with respect. Don't worry about how the shit going to find me. You need to worry about what's going to happen when I find you after you send this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Worry about that.
Since
we find this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Since we find this shit. All right. You know, like, subscribe. Send us some reviews. I like those. I like when y'all tell us how great our chemistry is.
My favorite, favorite part of doing this show, aside from doing the show, is hearing how you guys react to it. Like, it really is, man. Like, when we get done with a show and, you know, I check a message or B send me a screenshot of something, it's like, yo, it's people talking about the camaraderie and the chemistry and what we talking about. And you know, that shit really, like, I'm telling you, man, my all of my favorite comments are always about how good the show is, like, how good we are together, what the show did for you. You listened to this when you was at work, when you was on in the car, whatever. I love it. Please keep those coming. Please.
Keep it coming. That's what she said. And until Thursday, we out.